and handsome. And after a while, his master's wife took notice of Joseph and said, "Come to bed with me," changing your life forever. Amen. Circumstance. Amen. Versus purpose. Now, we realize that in the earlier part of the series that Joseph was a young man who was a dreamer. And because he dreamed, he had problems. And the circumstances were that his brothers hated him. Not didn't like him. They hated him. And they wanted him gone. But yet he had a dream from God that showed that one day he would be bigger than them. But the circumstances dictated otherwise. His brothers turned on him, threw him in a pit, then sold him into slavery. Now you would say that so far his start looked like it was good till he ran into his brothers in the field. Then the circumstances said that it's not going to turn out well. Anytime you are sold into slavery, it does not look like it's going to turn out well. The odds are against us. And many people will say that that's it. You're done. Let's throw in the towel. Here I am, a young boy, and I got the whole world ahead of me. But my family has turned their back on me. It seems like God has turned his back on me. And I'm in some pretty rough circumstances. But remember, as long as you focus on your purpose versus your circumstances, you're never out of the game. It's only when we begin to live in our circumstances. Remember that circumstances is what keeps us down. If you ask anybody what's going on in their life, you know what they're going to tell you? About their circumstances. 9 times out of 10, you won't hear nobody talk about their purpose. You don't believe me? Try for a test tonight. Call up somebody. Say, "How you doing?" "Well, I'm okay. Things are kind of rough right now, though, you know. Just got laid off. Children ain't acting right." You're going to get circumstances. And those circumstances dictate how a person feels about themselves. You can't escape it. You ask somebody that came up on the rough side, they'll always tell you, "I came up on the rough side. I didn't have a silver spoon in my mouth. I've had to work for everything that I've ever had." But all you're telling me is about your circumstances. Right. Joseph's circumstances look pretty bleak. At first he was honored, coat of many colors. Father treated him like a special person. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, because of that treatment, the brothers hated him. Threw him in a pit. Then sold him into slavery. Well. And now we get to Potiphar's house. Mm-hmm. Well, young Joseph, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. The whole world's against you now. You don't even have family to fall back on anymore. They threw you out. Now you've been sold into slavery. And now you're in Potiphar's house. I don't know about y'all, but I would feel really low about right now. I was a free man. Seemed like the inheritance was coming my way. God had laid a wonderful dream in my spirit. Because of all that had been given to me prior, I now find myself in the midst of slavery. The Bible says that he had been taken down to Egypt. Now, one thing I want you to understand, that whenever you're reading God's word, don't go to sleep. Well, pay attention. Because stuff is unfolding as you read. Now, of course, we know the outcome of the story. But if you didn't, start paying attention to the clues that's being written. Taken down to Egypt, Potiphar, an Egyptian who was one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard, brought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him there. So this wasn't just any person in Egypt. This was Pharaoh's captain. You think that your circumstances are rough, but you don't even know whose company you're really in. It seems like I'm in a bad situation. It seems like these are bad circumstances. I don't want to be in anybody's slavery, but it's something about who God sent me to. And Potiphar begins to see that Joseph is favored. The Lord was with Joseph, and he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. There's a problem right there. With the slave doing living in the house. So even though he was sold into slavery, his position had been elevated. Based upon what? It doesn't say, but I guarantee his faithfulness to God. He could have very easily went there and been bitter. I'm not no slave. I don't belong here. I'm not trying to sit up in your house. But because Joseph, even at that age, knew that there was a purpose for his life. Now, he couldn't figure it out. He didn't understand everything that was going on right then and there. But something on the inside said, this is not how I'm going to finish the story. So there's no sense in me having a pity party. There's no sense in me worrying about things that I cannot control. I didn't put myself in slavery. I didn't put myself here. But I realized that God didn't give me a dream for nothing.
Come on now.
My circumstances were rough, but because they're rough, doesn't mean I got to act like that. Does it mean I got to act like I'm already out of the game? Does it mean like I got to act like I've already failed? I'm nobody. I have no purpose. I have no direction. I don't know where I'm going. Many of us have a direction, but we're so focused on our circumstances, we can't see the purpose. As long as you live in your circumstances, you're going to remain in your circumstances. Now, we've learned that the one thing about circumstances is that it changes from good to bad, bad to good, bad to worse, worse to I don't know where I'm going. But it changes, so you really can't get caught up in your circumstances. Purpose is driven and it moves you forward, because purpose doesn't have time to sit down in circumstance. And so while he's in Potiphar's house, he has been elevated. Be careful of elevation. Don't let it go to your head. You always got to understand the reason as to why you've been elevated. God has a purpose and a plan for your life, and he does not want you to take the elevation as your time to act a fool. You know, when you throw stuff in folks' face about how high you are, how much you make, how good you look, how great you smell, when all of our stuff stink. When his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. So now, not only was he living in the master's quarters, But he became second in command up under him. So anybody that's this blessed and this favored and stuff that you just touched just seems to work. And you my slave.
Wow.
You can't have a slave's mentality even though you're in slavery. Because the one who created you is bigger than your circumstances. You say, well, Rev, how does that equate to the day? Some of you, some of us, don't always like where we work. And we just can't seem to get ahead, no matter how hard we try. They don't recognize nothing that we do. Yes, they do. They recognize your complaining spirit. They recognize that you're so caught up in where you are that you can't get to where they want you to go. We would love to elevate you, but every time we talk to you, it's always something negative. You ever come to a job as a new person, and the first thing they do is bombard you with negative stuff? Well, I joined the government. When I walked in, they said, "Oof, it's a shame, man. You couldn't find nothing else, huh?" But yet, they not going nowhere. They will be miserable. They will be miserable for as long as they can work there, never advancing one degree because they're so busy talking about how bad things are.
Wow.
That they ain't even focusing on the good side. You have a job, don't you? You got food on your table. You got a roof over here. You got clothes on your back. Stop complaining and start doing the work, and you might get elevated.
Wow.
You're so busy. I'm going to do just what I'm supposed to do, and that's all I'm going to do.
All right.
I'm not going to do nothing extra. They don't pay me for nothing extra. You sound like a person living in your circumstance, trying to figure out how come you ain't been elevated, because you ain't done nothing to be elevated. You're so busy concerned and worried about what other folks is doing. How come they got a bonus? Don't worry about what they got. Worry about what you getting. Joseph wasn't worried about nobody. Joseph was in slavery and still became second in command. He figured, I'm going to be here. I might as well be the best. If I got to be here, I might as well be able to enjoy something that's around me. When you look back and you go back to the ancestors that was brought into slavery, in order to be able to sing means you're not focused on circumstance. No, we ain't asked to be here. But for some reason, God got us here. And if God got us here, I'm going to sing until they get us out. Because if I die here, it profits nothing. If you die in your circumstance, it profits nothing. But as long as you keep pushing forward, and Joseph just kept pushing forward, and those around him recognized. But you know how it is that when you recognize God in your life and you recognize you got a purpose. Well, just because you got a purpose don't mean some circumstances ain't going to drop in your lap. They want to see how real your purpose is, how strong you are, how strong you, how sold out you are for your purpose. Men will challenge you. Oh, yeah. Nice young Christian girl. Purpose to remain pure till marriage. And that man called circumstance knocking on your door. He's smooth too. He knows what you're looking for, knows how to sell you the goods you want. Purpose say, but no, I'm not going that way. I've seen a lot of folks go that way and they've stumbled along the journey, but God says to remain pure. Circumstance begins to talk to you. You know you by yourself. You know you need somebody to snuggle up next to. Everybody else is doing it. Heck, even the homosexual was doing it now. And that stuff begins to talk to you. And you take your eyes off of purpose. And you start living in your circumstances and say, well, everybody else is doing it. Can't be no harm. Lord, Lord, forgive me. Next thing you know, you've compromised. Men, the same thing. Don't think it's just the women. There's some smooth ladies out there. And they know what they want, and they know how to get what they want, especially with most men, because men ain't got much sense anyway. Wow. Ask Adam. He had to bite that fruit, but Eve bit it. And that was his woman right there. Left guard for a woman. So you got to be careful of getting caught up in circumstances, because they will tear you down every time, because it will cause you to rethink your purpose. So Joseph is no different. He went from a good thing to a bad thing, back to a good thing in the midst of a bad thing. And somebody had their eye on this good-looking man. Happens to be the wife of Potiphar. Now, in the Egyptian household, there was no danger in what she was doing. They were not kept women, so they could have their freedom however they wanted to. The problem is that an unkept woman ran into a kept man. And she thought that because she could just wave her gown in the air, she was going to catch Joseph's attention. But Joseph was so focused on his purpose that it said that, I know who you are, but now you got to understand who I am. Now I'm in charge of all of this household. There's nothing that I don't control, but I've been given one thing to stay away from, and that's you. You as wife. The Bible says in 7, and after a while, King James says, and it came to pass. You ever realize that whenever you're doing good, there's going to be something that comes to pass. Something that's after a while, because it just can't be right for things to go along the whole way. Whenever things are at a high, whenever things are going good, I guarantee you somebody's got their eye on you. And it's going to come a challenge to say, I know you in charge of all this, and I know you're doing good, and I see how God has blessed you, and you're doing everything for the church, or you're doing it for your family, and things are looking good. But have you ever considered this? Have you ever tried this? You're young, or you're old, but you haven't tried many things. And so your circumstances piles up around you. It's like a person who takes drugs for the first time. He fought for many years because he knew the wrong that it would do. But all of a sudden, his life was elevated. He had plenty of money. So much he didn't know what to do with no more. The drug man came a calling. This surely ain't wrong. Everybody smoke a little weed here and there. I got something for you, man. You don't even have to pay for it. You began to think, because remember now, if you take your eyes off of God and you look at your success, who put you there? You or God? Well, if you put yourself there, then you forget about God. If you forget about God, then you lost sight of your purpose. And you're now living in circumstance. And so the drug man knows, if I can just get you there. You, big man, take a hit. Next thing you know, you're doing more than a hit. And you're spiraling out of control. And everything you had now has been lost. But somewhere in the back of all your failures, purpose is still trying to come out. They say we fall down, but we get back up. You're going to make some mistakes along the way. You're going to get slipped into some cracks, some dark places. But there's some purpose that God has placed in your life that will keep nagging at you. They're saying life has to be more than this. Life has to take me beyond where I am, because right now I'm a mess. And I got to keep holding on. Well, the Bible said, and after a while, Joseph was propositioned. And Joseph in no way was about to turn his back on God right now. No, lady, you dangerous. I don't care how good you look, you dangerous. I don't care how good you smell, you dangerous. Look what I have right now. Why would I mess up everything? But just because you're strong enough to say no, don't mean circumstance going to let go. Because he ran out, but he left something behind. And you got to understand, to a Hebrew man, his cloak or his garment means a lot. And for a man to leave it somewhere must mean he done something he ain't supposed to do. They ain't going to be able to say that, well, I fled because she was trying to get at me. Mm-mm. Not with circumstance. Circumstance don't care. And so, of course, when Potiphar came in, he said, look here. Your number one man. And she set him up early because she called all his servants in. Look at what this Hebrew done. Taking care of all of your stuff. Well, he tried to take care of me too. Now you're saying to yourself, Lord, this can't be happening. I done what I was supposed to do. I haven't done any wrong. But yet my circumstance is looking pretty bleak. How are you going to respond? We know that Potiphar lost his cool. Threw him in jail. I don't know about y'all, man. But Joseph had it hard. He had every reason to give up. Some of us got every reason to throw in a tie. Because life is just not what it's cracked up to be. Life shouldn't be this hard. I shouldn't have to struggle like this. Just gonna give up. Call it a day. But the Bible is full of circumstances, but purpose-driven people. And so, because you got to watch this elevation. Now, Joseph went from the pit into slavery, from a young boy down into a young man. And in that elevation of time, he became the leader of a house and led the house well. So he began to get some what? Administrative skills. See, stop worrying about the fastness of your climb. Because while you're climbing, you're gaining what? Valuable experience in what God has designed for you. The problem is you can't see the experience because what? We're not looking like that. We're so busy looking at our circumstances, we can't understand that I need to learn everything while I'm here because God has something greater for me. And so Joseph did exactly what he was supposed to do. He kept his eyes on God. He prospered inside a Potiphar's house. Now he was thrown into the jail. Of who? The Pharaoh. Oh, you're in trouble now. First, she was up under the captain's guard. Don't take my word for it. Verse 8 said, but he refused. With me in charge, he told her, my master does not concern himself with anything in the house. Everything he owns, he has entrusted to my care. So Potiphar wasn't worried about a thing, was he?
No.
Wasn't worried about a thing. Then his wife came and messed up everything. Because I'm sure he had to save face. He couldn't have been a real man and stand up and say, no, I've known this man's character. And I know you are a slick one. No, he had to save face. But circumstance, you ain't got to work. You got to save face with circumstance. You got to make sure you still look like you the big man. Remember that happened with Pilate. Pilate knew wasn't nothing wrong with that Jesus done no wrong. But Pilate had to face the men. He'd rather face the men than face God. He boy crazy. No one is greater in this house than I am. My master was withheld nothing from me except you because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God? And though she spoke to Joseph day after day, he refused to go to bed with her. 13. When she saw that he had left his cloak in her hand and had run out of the house. Y'all thought I was making it up, didn't you? She called her household servants. Look, she said to them, this Hebrew has been brought to me and to make us make sport of us. 15. When he heard me scream for help, he left his cloak beside me and ran out of the house. Circumstance will twist the story, won't it? Make it fit his circumstance, won't it? It got nothing to do with your purpose. Circumstance wants to take you out. But as soon as I screamed for help, and she made it sound good, she was screaming. I screamed. Ah! Nobody heard no screams. She had to tell him all this stuff. He left his cloak beside me because ain't no Hebrew man going to leave his cloak nowhere. 19, when his master heard the story, his wife told him, saying, this is how your slave treated me. He burned with anger. Joseph's master took him and put him in prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. But while Joseph was there in the prison, y'all see 21? The Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. Now, come on. You mean if I stay focused in on my purpose, if I stop crying about everything that's going wrong, I can't make it. I don't do well. Don't no man want me. Don't no woman want me. My children keep back. You mean if I stop focusing in on my circumstances and start living in my purpose, that God is going to put his favor? Don't take it from me. It seemed like to me that now Joseph first was sold into slavery. Now on top of slavery, you're going to throw me into jail? Well, God, what in the world are you trying to teach me? You said I was going to be ruler over all of my brothers. I keep going from one pit to the next pit. I'm mad. Text don't show that. Text said that all of a sudden Joseph looked good again. Man, this guy got it going on. He done went through slavery. Now he in jail. And he still get elevated what? Second in command. Now, I'm not advocating that you go to prison to find out your purpose. But if you got to go to prison and you ain't done nothing wrong, at least try to become second in command. Because at least you know how to take a shower with nobody around. There's something about being elevated in dangerous situations. So the warden put Joseph in charge of all those held in the prison. A prisoner is in charge of the prisoners. That stuff just don't add up. But with God, the things that God does not add up to what we think things should be. And he was made responsible for all that was done there. Man, if I'm doing time, I ain't got time worrying for nobody else. I'm doing time. I'm worried about myself and getting out. Joseph kept his eyes on his purpose. Lord, I know I'm not where I'm supposed to be, but you want me somewhere, so I'm going to hold on. I'm going to hold on because I know you won't leave me. I know you won't forsake me if I just keep believing that you got a plan for me in my life. The warden paid no attention to anything. Doesn't that sound familiar? Under Joseph's care, because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did, even in jail, he found favor. Joseph has now been elevated two times to an administrative level. Now, some might say that's a rough way to be elevated. But I would say he was preparing for his future job. First, he had a small household. Let me take care of this household. Even though I'm in slavery, let me do a good job and I'm sure I can keep moving forward. Then he gets to prison, which is a bigger household. Now he's in another position. And he never wavered. Because there was two that came in, a butler and a cook. And they had dreams. They're not saying how long he'd been in jail. But a butler and a cook came in. And they both had a story to tell. And this dreamer didn't stop helping other folks. Tell me your dream. One of you going to die, and one of you going back to the king or to the Pharaoh. When you get back to the Pharaoh, remember me. Y'all know what happened with circumstance, right? You see, when you live in your circumstance, you're not concerned about other folk. And so soon as the butler got out, he forgot. He wasn't worried about no Joseph. And time had passed. Another time for Joseph to get what? Down on himself. Hey, I didn't help this man out. And nothing. All right. They pack him a bag. Start shutting it down. Lord, I've been on this journey long enough. I'm in jail and don't even belong in here. I ain't do nothing. And now I help a guy out who can help me. Remember, when you start tracing the trail, he put him in Potiphar's house, captain of the guard, a Pharaoh. Put him in Pharaoh's prison. Sent two of Pharaoh's top men. Helped one of Pharaoh's top men out, who was right next to who? The Pharaoh. To be able to put him in a position to get him out. Circumstances say, you ain't going to make it. God says, stop looking at your circumstances. Because your purpose is bigger than your circumstances. Joseph never quit. Never gave up. Even though he was forgotten about in jail. But God knows that even when circumstances don't seem to work out your way, when everybody else seems to fail you, when everybody else seems to forget about you, when they don't remember what your phone number is, and they don't call you no more to see how you're doing, when you ain't on nobody's prayer list no more, nobody praying for you, when you're in a hospital and nobody comes to visit, I wonder where the pastor is. I've been here too long and nobody's come to see me. When everything around you says you are down and out for the count and you're by yourself on the journey. When all of your circumstances begin to build up around you and you got a brick house of circumstance that you just can't seem to blow down. When everybody has forsaken you. God says, I ain't forgot.
Come on now.
I ain't forgot. And I'm about to show you something. If you just hang on with me, there's a Pharaoh that I got to send a dream. And when I send Pharaoh this dream, he ain't going to be able to interpret it. None of his wizards are going to be able to interpret it. But see, I know that you're still in jail. And I know you don't belong in jail. But I sent you one of Pharaoh's top aides who could hear about Pharaoh's dream and tell him, wait a minute, Pharaoh, before you get crazy, I know a man sitting in jail who knows how to interpret dreams. His circumstances, man, you don't want no criminal coming out to help you out. But when God has placed a purpose in your life and you start watching the trail of purpose, and stop fooling around with your circumstances. God is going to elevate you when he is ready to elevate you. Not before or not less. He knows exactly when the time is right. Sure, Joseph could have came out soon as the butler came out. But it wasn't his time. Still had some more things he had to maybe go through before he was ready for his next position. And because he stayed, the Bible didn't say that he began to cry or nothing like that. He stayed his course. God remembers. God knows where you are right now. Some of you think you're by yourself. God knows where you are. Some of you think you're slick. God knows where you are. Some of you think you're hiding. God knows where you are. Some of you think you're getting away with murder. God knows where you are. He knows every move you make before you make it and after you make it. He's trying to get to you, though. But guess what? We won't let him. We won't let him. Because we're afraid of the elevation. See, when you get elevated, you got responsibilities. When you get elevated, folks look up to you. When you get elevated, can't cry no more. When you get elevated, you're in a position now to help folks. God ain't going to elevate you till you get ready and stop all the crying. Stop all the whining. Because even though you get elevated, the problem's not going to stop. They come faster. They come harder. And you got to be ready every time they come. If you think it's easy to walk into a pastorship, let me tell you, that elevation was not pretty. Even though God controls it, you have no idea what I've seen, what I've heard in just 3 years of being here. But when God elevates, he gives you the that it takes to make it. He knows where you are. And he knew where Joseph was. If you want to change your life forever, stop focusing in on your circumstances. Start driving towards your purpose. I'm not finished this series by far. I got some more shots in the tank. But you have to begin to start changing today. You control the change. Can't nobody change you. Can't nobody change me. We have to make the change in ourselves. And we have to say, you know what? I can do better than this. I am better than this. I do have something that God has for me. You know that song, "What God Has For Me Is For Me"? Yeah. They couldn't have wrote it unless they believed that. Well, something had to take place in their life for them to pen that song. Stop looking at what other folks have. Start concentrating on what God has placed before you. Stop wanting to be like the Joneses and start living like who you are. Because God got something for every one of his children. How small or how big, it doesn't even matter. Yeah. It matters that you fit right into where you what? Belong. Notice they get in where you fit in. Joseph got in where he fit in. He stayed straight because he knew their purpose was bigger than his circumstances. He could have folded. He didn't. God is asking you right now, do not fold. Do not go away. Do not crumble up. Gas prices are high, so what? Food prices are high, so what? Don't know who's going to be the president, so what? I'm in control of everything. You focusing in on the wrong thing. You focusing in on who you think is in control. But don't forget, I control all of this. And when I say it's over, that's when it's over. You keep praying. You keep on fellowshipping. You keep on studying my word so you can get stronger and stronger every day. And you can be elevated just like Joseph. Circumstance. Stop living in them. Your purpose is always bigger than your circumstances. Doors of the church are open this morning. There may be someone who has not accepted Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. But he's calling you.